Hello, you are listening to Disney Travel Tales, episode number 23. This is a space where you can escape the real world and immerse yourself in someone's recent Disney trip. I'm Jenny, and today we are doing something a little different. I went back through season one and have compiled all the table service restaurant reviews just for you. So now you have a place where you can come and listen to which have been recommended by my guests. It's everything from restaurants at resorts to character dining to restaurants in the parks. I hope this is very helpful to you, especially if you are planning a trip. This show is sponsored by Trolley Lane Travel. If you are thinking about traveling to any Disney resort or even taking a Disney cruise, then having a travel agent will not only save you time, but also money. With all the exciting things going on at the parks right now, there really is no better time to visit. Owner Becky and her agents are experts at Disney travel. Visit them at trolleylanetravel.com and go to their Request a Quote page for a free, no obligation quote. Get your magical vacation started today. If you're traveling to Disney and want to be on the show, see the show notes for a link for a form to fill out. Right now, I'm looking for a few guests who will be traveling in December. If you're enjoying the show and want to help support it, there are two super easy ways to do it. First is leaving a positive review on Apple Podcast, and second is sharing it with a friend. Okay, so let's get started. Imagine yourself at your favorite table service restaurant. Mine is California Grill, and let's go. Here is our review of Beaches and Cream.
This was a super cute restaurant. I was glad we ate here. The food was really good. Cameron and Aiden both got the burger. Cameron got onion rings and Aiden got french fries. And your burger was good, wasn't it?
Yes, it was really good. I really like the aesthetic of this restaurant. It was like an old-timey kind of walk-in Shake Shack kind of area.
Yeah, like a soda shop.
Mm-hmm. Just love the way the aesthetics and everything, just the aroma vibe you get from the restaurants. I'd say it's a really good restaurant to go to.
Yeah, it was really fun. I got the grilled cheese and tomato soup. It was really good. It wasn't amazing, but it was good. Asher got the kids burger and fries, and he liked it. And Amelia got the mac and cheese and fries, and she liked it. And her mac and cheese had goldfish on top, which was cute. So one of the main reasons I wanted to go to this restaurant was to get the kitchen sink dessert, but a table next to us got it, and I could not believe how big it was. It was seriously the biggest dessert I've ever seen.
It was huge. Like, there was no way we were going to ever finish that.
Yeah, like, I knew we could never eat it, and so we were like, we asked the our waitress, is there a smaller version or something we can get? And so she recommended the mini souvenir sink. So we got that, and that was the perfect size for us. And we got to keep the sink, and we bought the there was a Mickey version and a mini, and we got the mini, and it was super cute. So that was fun. I think that was a good choice for us, don't you think?
Yes.
Now hear our thoughts on California Grill at the Contemporary Resort.
This restaurant was amazing. Everything about it was amazing, don't you think?
Yes, this restaurant was really nice.
Cameron and I got a couple of drinks. I got the blackberry sour and he got the Ancho Rancho spicy margarita. Both our drinks were delicious. The kids just got sodas. We started off with the yellowfin tuna tasting and the braised beef short rib wontons. Both were delicious, like so good. I could have ate them again. For dinner, I got the Hearts of Romaine salad. It was so beautiful and really, really good, but just the way they presented it was gorgeous. Cameron got the grilled pork tenderloin, and he really liked that. Aiden, you got the salmon, right?
Yes.
How was that?
The salmon was really good. Like, it tasted amazing. The only problem I would have with it was that it was pretty small. Yeah. So if you were planning on getting the salmon, and you weren't really that hungry, it's a great choice. But if you are really hungry, I would have chosen another option just so you could fill your stomach. But it tasted amazing. So maybe getting the salmon and another dish just to fill your stomach. But yes, it tasted amazing. It just wasn't big.
Wasn't big enough. And you ordered off the kids menu.
Yes.
Asher got the cheese pizza and he loved that. And then Amelia got the mac and cheese and she liked that as well. And for dessert, Aiden and Amelia got the cookies and cream. So it was cookies and vanilla ice cream. And the cookies were homemade.
Mm-hmm. Like fresh out of the oven, like hot and really good.
Very good. And then Asher got the puffed rice sushi. And it was like a Rice Krispie treat with gummies. And it was actually a super cute dessert. I actually took a video of him eating it because I thought it was so cute. So our table was when you go in all the way to the left, right by the door that walks out to the lookout point. So while we were waiting for our food and in different times while we were there, we would go out and stand outside and just look around. And the views were amazing. Like, I can't stress enough how much fun this restaurant was, how gorgeous the views are. It was so much fun. And right at sunset, the chef comes out and he like rang a bell or he banged on something and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, we give you the California Grill sunset." And everyone started clapping and it was right when the sun was going down. And that was really fun. I was really excited that we got to be there right at sunset. And this was for sure the best part. This was the best meal we had on the trip, don't you think?
Yes, I agree. It was just nice. Everything about it. The way the food tasted, the way the restaurant was, looked. The lookout point was just amazing to look at that stuff. Definitely if you can, a really good place to go.
Okay, time to head to the parks. We are going to Hollywood Studios. Now hear about our dining experience at the Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater. We got to Sci-Fi at 3 and they sat us immediately, so we got to sit early. I really liked Sci-Fi. The kids, I think it wasn't their favorite. They were kind of freaked out by the movies.
So Sci-Fi is more of an experience than anything. Like just seeing everything, taking in, just the way the surroundings and everything was really cool. But other than that, it was just like, all right. Like, they didn't play on full-on movies, they just played movie trailers. And after an hour and 30 minutes of these movie trailers, they do it on repeat. So it'd be movie trailers. Which didn't really bother me because we were leaving right as, like, the repeat was about to start.
But, well, we weren't even there an hour. I think that play repeats every 30 minutes.
Oh, okay, then yeah.
We were there probably about 40 minutes.
Okay. But yeah, And the food, so it basically had the same type of food, or at least the food that I ordered. It was kind of a lot similar to Beaches and Cream, except I think Beaches and Cream tasted better. Like, I preferred Beaches and Cream over this restaurant, and I would say it is better in my opinion, but you could, if you're there more looking for, like, a really just interesting and unique experience, Sci-Fi is the better place to go to.
Yeah. So we got, for starters, the smoked seafood dip for me and Cameron, and we really liked that. And then Cameron got the specialty burger. I don't remember everything that was on it, but I do remember it had a fried green tomato, and he loved that. I got the beef and blue burger and liked it. Aiden just got a classic burger. Asher got chicken strips, and Amelia got mac and cheese. And by this point, she was like, "I'm done with mac and cheese." I think this might have been the last time she got mac and cheese because she was so tired of eating it. But yeah, I really liked it. I don't know if I'd go back, but I do think it's a fun experience. Okay, let's head over to Animal Kingdom Lodge and hear our thoughts on Sanaa. So we went down to the restaurant. They sat us immediately. I didn't know at the time that you can request a table by the window so you could see the savanna. I really wish I would have done that because they sat us in the back and we didn't really have a view of the savanna at all. But the food there was amazing. Yes. We ordered the bread service, and Cameron and I loved the bread service. We loved every single sauce and dip, and oh my gosh, it was so good. And then Cameron ordered the butter chicken with the chickpea wat and basmati rice. He said it was really good. He liked it. I got the samosas off the appetizer menu for my meal, and that was really delicious as well. I think you got salmon again here, didn't you?
Yes, I did. The salmon wasn't as good as California Grill salmon, but it was still good. Like, it's not a bad option. And it was a bit bigger this time, and also at this time I wasn't as hungry as I was at California Grill, so it didn't bother me as much. But yeah, the salmon was still, it was still good. It was good.
Asher got a cheese pizza, french fries, and then Amelia just ate some of Asher's french fries, and then the boys each ordered the dessert grub for their dessert, which was like a cookie crumble and gummies. And the waiter actually brought Amelia a dessert, even though she didn't order a meal as well, which was really nice because I knew she was going to want that as soon as she saw the boys have it. Did you like that dessert?
Yeah, so that dessert was really good. Like,
it was like a chocolate mousse with cookie crumbles and gummies.
Yeah, so it was on the very top, it was these cookie crumbles with gummy worms in it. And then as you went in, it was trying to represent like mud. So when you reached in with your spoon, it was this chocolate mousse, and it was really good. And then at the very bottom, it was this marshmallow, and it was probably one of my favorite restaurant desserts. These mini desserts you got. It took me forever to eat the dessert. Like everybody was like ready to go, and I was still eating mine because I was just enjoying it. But I really liked the dessert. It was good.
Yeah, we like literally got up and we started leaving and you were like, wait, I'm still eating. But you were just taking too long. Like we had stuff to do. So we took some more pictures. I loved this restaurant. I would go eat there again for sure. It was so delicious. I loved all the cast members that worked there. They were so nice. I loved this resort. It would be so fun to get to stay here sometime. Like this was a great experience. Next up is our review of Be Our Guest in Magic Kingdom. So after this, we went over to Be Our Guest. We got there right around our reservation time at 5:30, and we were seated right away. We sat in the room with Belle and the Beast statue. I don't remember the name of that room. And we kind of sat in the corner by the exit door. So we honestly didn't have great seats at this restaurant. I just want to mention that up until this point, all three of our kids were ordering off the kids menu at every restaurant because they do not have distinguished palates. And so they like simple foods. And Aiden is 15 and Asher is 13. And so they shouldn't be eating off the kids menu, but every restaurant let us. As soon as we sat down, the cast member told us that Aiden and Asher would be paying adult prices no matter what they ordered. So that was kind of disheartening because I think it's $62 an adult. And I knew they would not pick anything off the adult menu. I had read online that sometimes they let kids order off the kids menu. But yeah, he pretty much told us no right away.
Yeah, it's a really expensive restaurant, and it's just there's better choices necessarily. Like California Grill, I thought the food was way better than it was here.
Oh, definitely. Like the food here was good. So yeah, we ended up paying $62 for a kid's meal, two kids' meals each, which was crazy. I got the French onion soup, which I loved. I thought it was amazing. And then to start off, Cameron got the assorted meats and cheese selection, and he really liked that. And then Aiden and Asher got salads. And it was literally chopped lettuce with some tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. It was, you could have bought it at the store. it wasn't very special.
It was so basic. It was not amazing at all. And then I got the filet mignon, and it was delicious, and it was cooked perfectly, and I loved it. And Cameron got the same thing, and he agreed. The steak was very good. And then the boys got the grilled beef tenderloin. Did y'all like that?
Yes, that was actually, I really liked the way that tasted. It was really good.
And Amelia got mac and cheese because she had to get food. They would not let her get food. And she ate, I think, two bites. But she did get a cute dessert that she could paint. And she really liked that. And then we all liked our desserts. It was a dessert trio. And it had a macaroon and like a dark chocolate cake ball. And then the gray stuff. And that was just like gray frosting kind of.
Yeah, and a white chocolate cup.
Yeah, and a white chocolate cup. Mm-hmm. And I think Amelia had the white chocolate cup that she got to paint and then eat. So it was cute. The desserts were good. And the meal was good. It was just, we spent over $400. And I was kind of not so excited about that, but it was a nice experience. The restaurant's beautiful. I really wanted to see the inside of the restaurant, and so we definitely got to. The Beast came through twice to just kind of walk around and wave at everyone. He didn't really come to the tables, but he did wave at us, and that was fun. And then we walked around the restaurant so we could see it, and we went into the room with the rose. And while we were there, it thundered, and so the picture changed. And that was a really cool experience. Like, that room was really fun. I kind of wish we were in that room. If I was going to go back, I would request that, because I think it would have been a better experience if we were in that room, because it was just fun in there. What do you think about the restaurant overall? The way it looked?
The way it looked, I thought it was really cool. Like, it looked like the castle. It isn't, like, super huge, but, like, the area that it had, they did it really well.
Yeah, it was nice.
Okay, back to Hollywood Studios for a totally different type of restaurant. 50s Primetime Cafe.
And then we got to our lunch about 10 minutes late, but they seated us right away, and I loved this restaurant. I loved everything about this restaurant.
I agree. This restaurant was just really cool.
It was, I mean, the decorations, the cast members, everything was so great. The food was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So we ordered the crab cakes for the appetizer. They were very good. For lunch, I got Aunt Liz's golden fried chicken, and it was so delicious. I absolutely loved it. Cameron got the sampling of Mom's favorite recipes, which came with fried chicken, pot roast, and meatloaf, and he loved it. It was so much food. Like, I looked at his plate and thought he's going to need to take a nap after this, but he didn't. He said it was great. Aiden, you got Goofy salmon with corn and french fries. How was that?
Mm-hmm. It was really good. So it was a lot different than the other salmon I had, because this time it was like grilled almost. And it was really good. Like, it was just, it was a lot different from the other things I had, but I also was like, I really liked it. It was refreshing.
Mm-hmm. Good. Asher got chicken strips with corn and french fries. He liked it as well. And Amelia just ate french fries. We didn't even try to order her food because we knew it would not be successful. I had told the kids that they were going to get yelled at or talking to if they didn't eat their vegetables, but our waitress, she did not do that. She was pretty calm and she was super, super nice. So I kind of knew from the start she wasn't going to give us a hard time about anything, which was fine. I kind of wish she would have given everyone a hard time, but she was so nice. It was fun.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause that's one of the big things about the restaurant, but I actually preferred she didn't, even though I did eat the vegetables because I like corn. Corn's really good. But still, like, it could, I don't know. I think I would have not liked it as much, but I liked it a lot more this way around.
Yeah, I know. Because when I told you, you were like, wait, what? And then we got a brownie sundae for dessert, and that was super good. Everyone
it was
ate it. We
really
shared it.
Really good.
It was really good. We were almost fighting over it.
It was so good.
So I think this was one of our favorite restaurants. I know this was one of my favorite restaurants on the trip.
Mm-hmm. This restaurant also has really good drinks. Like, mm-hmm. I think I got this like vanilla-ish Coke, mm-hmm. wasn't it? And that was so good.
Yes.
Like, it had some really just like really good drinks.
Yes.
Now let's hear about Jackie and her husband's experience at the Edison in Disney Springs.
Nothing that was really like, oh, do we really want to eat there? And then I saw the Edison, and I've seen like a couple of videos and had heard good things about it. I'm like, let's go put our name in there. So it was about like an hour wait they gave us, but it was kind of fun. It was nice to be able to like walk around and just enjoy Disney Springs as we were waiting for our food.
So y'all ate at the Edison. How was that? How was the food?
The food was really good. The atmosphere was amazing. For it just being an adult trip with just my husband and I, like, we really got to enjoy it. It was something that I don't think we would have enjoyed as much if we had our son with us. Mm-hmm. They had, like, a live musician playing. That was playing, like, He was an amazing singer. The music was just really fun. It was a very, like, modern, felt very, like, classy adult type of thing. So it was very just nice feeling. My husband got a burger, and I had a grilled cheese sandwich and tomato soup.
Oh, yeah. That's my kind of food.
It was the one time on my trip that I was freezing. I think I got sat underneath the air conditioning vent, and I was like, I haven't been cold. We haven't brought a jacket with us because we haven't needed it. So I was like, I just want something warm. And it was definitely hit the spot right.
That sounds like a really fun date night. A date night on vacation. I mean, that's great.
And that's exactly what it felt like. It was like, okay, this is like a date night. Like, this is something that if we had back at home, I would totally love to go back to and go there. Because it just felt very, the perfect date night.
Time to hear from Caroline about what her and her boyfriend Joey thought about House of Blues in Disney Springs.
We went to the House of Blues because we spent a lot of time trying to decide where to go because there's a lot to eat down in Disney Springs and there's debating over what would be the best, and we settled on House of Blues and it was really good.
Nice. What did y'all get to eat?
So we actually got two different appetizers. We got the voodoo shrimp, which was awesome. That was definitely my favorite of everything we got, probably. We got, I think they were called either tornado or hurricane fries. And they had, like, cheese and bacon and all this stuff on it. And it was good, but I like the shrimp better. Mm-hmm. And then I had a raspberry mojito, and my boyfriend had this drink. I don't remember what it was called. I wish I could. But I know on the menu, it had a thing that said, limit one per customer.
That's hilarious.
I was like, that's probably going to be pretty strong. And it had like a shooter on the side. It was kind of like a margarita. Uh-huh. And it had a shooter on the side of Grand Marnier.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's not like a huge drinker. And he always likes the fruity stuff a little better. So he was a little shocked by the Grand Marnier. He was like, maybe I'll just mix this in there instead of taking it as a shot.
That's funny.
But, we both really enjoyed our drinks. And then I had a really hard time choosing on the menu because there was a lot of stuff that I thought sounded good. But I ended up choosing the Cajun pasta. It was awesome. It had, like, a little bit of a kick to it, but nothing crazy. And he got this, like, barbecue thing with chicken. Once they pulled pork, there was, like, mac and cheese. It was like a real barbecue plate. Mm-hmm. So, and he really liked it. We didn't end up getting dessert there just because we had other ideas and plans of what to do.
Yeah. Okay, now it's time to hear what Becky and her daughter Emma thought about Mama Melrose's in Hollywood Studios.
And then we got off that and we took a break in the shade for a little bit and had some water, and then we just headed towards Mama Melrose, you know, headed back there, and we were called, like, they said it was available about 2 minutes before our actual wait time.
Oh, nice.
which was nice. So we went in there, and it was funny, like, I asked if they had, like, Dr. Pepper or Mr. Pibb or anything like that, and she's like, no, but I can get you, like, a Coke with grenadine in it. And so I was like, all right, let me try that. That's not a good fix. Like, just so y'all know, like, Coke with grenadine is nothing like Dr. Pepper.
Good to know.
So that was a little disappointing. She had the Campanelli with shrimp. And she had them remove the sun-dried tomatoes because she wasn't about the sun-dried tomatoes. I had the chicken parmesan because chicken parm is my absolute favorite meal. So I had that, and it was really good. I enjoyed it. It was huge. Like, I was really kind of bummed that, you know, I wasn't going to bring it back because
right.
I knew I wasn't going to eat it in the room or anything, but it was like two big pieces of chicken and pasta, and the sauce was really delicious. What did you think of yours?
I really liked mine as well. It was really good.
It was really filling, though, because I remember you.
Yeah, I ate all the shrimp out of it. I made sure to eat all the shrimp out of it, but I didn't get a lot of pasta down, how filling it was.
But she's like, I'm a good girl, mom. I ate all the expensive parts.
That's true.
yellow shrimp. And then I noted this because I thought it was ridiculous. We both ordered sodas. And when I got the bill, like, our sodas were $4.29. And I was just like,
that's crazy.
That's ridiculous. Like, I get Disney pricing and things mm-hmm. like that. But I was like, $4.29 for a glass, like, so I was like, I'll tell anybody, just get one glass of soda and get refills on it or something.
Yeah.
Because that was just, you know, I just thought that was a little spendy.
That's
for
so high.
A glass of soda.
Yes. Yeah.
But it was delicious.
Now over to the Magic Kingdom, where Becky and Emma ate at the Crystal Palace.
You're able to check in online 15 minutes before your reservation. So we checked in at 6:15 and we were actually seated at 6:25. It was really good. I enjoyed it. So basically what they do is you have like kind of two shared appetizers. You get this like mixed green salad with candied pecans, which Emma kept on stealing all those. She didn't eat any of the salad, but she ate the pecans. And then you get a basket of pecans. You also get a little basket of cornbread muffins. Some of the cornbread muffins are just plain. Some of them have like bacon and jalapeno in them.
Oh, yum.
I really enjoy the bacon and jalapeno ones. Emma really liked the corn, just the plain ones. She doesn't like stuff. She's like, leave my cornbread alone. Mm-hmm. It just needs plain. They were both very delicious. So you share those and then you order your entree. Emma, my lover of meat, ordered the prime rib with au gratin potatoes and asparagus.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure the prime rib was like the size of your face. Yeah. And you enjoyed that, right? Mm-hmm. She ate almost every bite of that, I think. The asparagus was a little disappointing to her, though. It wasn't bad. It's just not the way she likes it.
Right.
Yeah, it was a little bit raw. I'm not going to lie.
Right, like it's a bad day. However, that was good. And I don't even, you didn't even touch your potatoes.
No, I wanted to eat my primer.
Yeah, she just, her concentration was a steak. Like, she probably could have just told them, like, leave the potatoes.
Yeah, just bring me a steak.
Yeah. Right. And then I got the fried chicken and mac and cheese. And it comes with green beans, but I don't eat vegetables really. And so I got asparagus instead for Emma to have it. Normally, if Emma enjoys the asparagus, she will eat a ton of it. But my fried chicken was really good. And it was this, like, huge portion. Like, it literally came with a breast, a thigh, and a drumstick.
Oh, wow.
Right. It was, like,
that's a lot.
Way too much. Like, I wish you could split. You can't split meals here, unfortunately. Like, mm-hmm. But I wish split meals. Or if we were staying at a room that like had a bigger fridge than what mm-hmm. we had, like,
we weren't leaving tomorrow.
I would have, yeah, I would have saved it if we weren't leaving the next right. morning. That was just, oh, that was another thing. Sadly, this morning when we woke up, the notice for the Tragical Express was on our door handle. So there is that. But yeah, so the fried chicken was really good. The mac and cheese was okay. I'll be honest, it was a little bit cool when it got there. Like, it mm-hmm. obviously had maybe sat for a little bit before mm-hmm. it came out. But it was still good. I very much enjoyed that. The dessert came out, and it could have fed an army. Because, so, it's this plate, and obviously it's family style. So it's supposed to, like, I mean, you're a party of two, but they're still bringing out the same amount of dessert for everybody, you know.
That's kind
of
crazy. And, you think they would?
Yeah. Yeah. It was crazy. Like, it had peach cobbler with a vanilla sauce, which mm-hmm. that was our favorite. We both enjoyed that. It had a banana cream pie, a little banana cream pie thing. I didn't even bother trying it because I don't like banana cream mm-hmm. pie. I tried it and didn't care for it. It had, what was it, that chocolate cupcake?
Chocolate cupcake with the raspberry buttercream.
Yeah, and it had caramel filling.
That was really good. I ate that.
Yeah, Emma ate that. She didn't eat the whole thing, but she ate
half a peach cobbler.
Yeah, because she ate half the peach cobbler. That was her favorite. And then there was this hummingbird cake, which it was good. It's just a really kind of dense cake. Mm-hmm. But my favorite part of it was the cream cheese frosting on top of it. But
which she did not warn me about until after I had already tried it. And I hate cream cheese frosting with all my heart. So I was gagging at the table because she didn't warn me.
Yes, she did not care for the cream cheese
frosting. Did you not warn her on purpose?
No, I just didn't even think it, because honestly, she normally doesn't eat frosting anyway.
But they said it was coconut cream frosting.
Right, so I think that was the coconut cream was in between the layers.
No, that was the pineapple.
Oh, okay. Who knows? I don't know. But, so, and like I said, normally she doesn't eat frosting anyway. Like, she's that kid that scrapes it off the cupcake, so I didn't expect her to try it, and I was probably, like, drooling over the peach cobbler at the time when she went to try her bite of it. So no, I didn't not warn her on purpose. Like, just
I still wasn't warned though.
She still wasn't warned though.
That's funny. I sometimes don't warn my kids on purpose just so they'll try it, because they'll say I don't like it, and then they'll try it and they like it.
Right. Oh my gosh.
Mom,
I could see that, but yeah, no, that didn't work. but so yeah, it was really good.
Okay, let's stay in Magic Kingdom and see what Shelley and her daughter Skye think about the Plaza restaurant on Main Street.
Well, I would say, you know, everywhere has a little bit modified smaller menus right now, just as they work to get, you know, back to normal from COVID. So the menu is very small. The Plaza is definitely a classic, and in the past it has been a favorite of ours. Especially if you can get a table at the window, because you have a nice castle view for dinner. What have we got? We got the loaded fries, right, with the cheese and bacon for an appetizer, and then I got meatloaf, which came with mashed potatoes and green beans.
And I had a chicken sandwich.
And all the food was really good?
Well, in the interest of I normally just kind of tell it like it is, and I will tell you it was a little disappointing. And yeah, we had a long travel day, so some of it might have just been on our end. The fries, the loaded fries were amazing. They were so good. Our main dishes were, weren't super great. I'm not sure that we'll go back until they do a little menu change up and maybe add a few favorites back in as things get more normal. But we will definitely give it another chance.
Moving over to Adventureland, Shelley and Skye eat at Skipper Canteen. So how was lunch? I'm so anxious to hear about this, because Skipper Canteen is one of the restaurants I had thought about eating at, but I was a little bit nervous because the food is a little bit different. I wasn't sure how my kids would like it. So I'm really anxious to hear how y'all liked it.
Well, I will say it was our first visit there. We had always been hesitant because of that same reason, because of the menu. We loved it. It was probably your favorite meal that we had, right?
Yeah, definitely. It was delicious.
And it was so much fun. You know, the servers are like skippers from Jungle Cruise. So they just have all kinds of jokes, and they're so much fun. It was so pretty in there. We really, really liked it. We already made a reservation for our next trip.
Oh, wow. That's so good to know. Do y'all remember what you got to eat?
They had a special appetizer that day, which was a Brazilian cheese bread.
Oh, yeah.
Which was great. And then I got the Taste Like Chicken because it is, which was a fried chicken with sort of a sweet and spicy chili drizzle. And then it came with rice and stir-fried veggies. It was really, really good. So it
you got Thai noodles, right? Like the Perkins Thai noodles.
Thai noodles. Yeah. Those were so good. Like they were like these sort of like thin, spicy noodles. And I got chicken on them. And they were delicious.
You could get what, chicken or tofu, right? And you got chicken.
Yeah. I think they come with tofu and you can substitute chicken.
And I wish that we would have had been able to have dessert, but they were big portions, so neither one of us were able to have dessert. We did have fun drinks too. Mine was kind of like a mango, like just juice blend, and then Sky, you got yours had like the popping pearls, like the little green apple popping pearls, and you really liked the drink, right?
Yes, I love anything with those popping pearls in them.
What were the popping pearls like? Were they like pop rocks or
kind of like? I know sometimes people call it what, boba, but it isn't like tapioca.
Okay,
It's like the little, just sort of little, I describe it as kind of like a thin jello, and then it sort of just melts in your mouth, and there's like a little bit of like juice or Kool-Aid in them.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, yeah, that sounds really good. Well, that sounds like a great lunch.
It was great, and it was just, definitely, we have always been hesitant to, and now I'm so sad that we waited so long to go because we loved it so much.
Okay.
Yeah, it was great. Like our skipper was so funny. It was the whole thing was great.
Yeah. I heard they're supposed to like, they like tell jokes and stuff like that, or kind of interact with you a little bit more.
Yeah. If you've done Jungle Cruise, the backstory of the restaurant is that when the skippers aren't taking cruises through the jungle, that they run the restaurant.
Oh, so okay.
They're just kind of like do jokes, just kind of like the skippers on Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, that's fun. I bet kids would like that too.
Yeah. And they definitely are great, I think, at playing to the table. Mm-hmm. There was, someone next to us that did have a smaller little boy with them. And, he definitely was more like child directed there, like more like he definitely was paying a lot of attention to the little boy.
Yeah.
And then, with us, of course, it was more of like adult humor, but not anything inappropriate whatsoever.
Right. Okay, over to the Four Seasons Resort. Let's hear about how Shelley and Sky enjoyed Ravello.
So the next day was Saturday, and we did something that was new to us that I'm a huge, huge fan of now. We actually went to the character breakfast at the Four Seasons.
Oh, I didn't even realize they did a character breakfast.
A lot of people don't realize that they do that. They only do it on Saturday mornings right now. It's the Good Morning Breakfast with Goofy and his pals. And it's actually the only non-Disney property where you can meet characters. So it was great. We have a driver that we use for our personal trips sometimes. He runs a Facebook group, and he's awesome. We use him as much as possible. It's just kind of like, Uber or Lyft, but you just private message him to book him. He picked us up and took us to the Four Seasons. It is over in Golden Oak, which is, Disney's fancy housing area.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really just about 5 minutes from Coronado Springs. It was a really short trip. It's just right outside of all of the resorts, of all of the Disney resorts. So we hopped over there, and it was great. It was, we got to see the Four Seasons, which is just, it's breathtaking.
I bet.
And then the restaurant was fun, and the characters are kind of in their country club finest.
Oh, that's cute.
Cute little country club outfits. Minnie sort of has on a little tennis dress, and instead of a bow, she has sunglasses on her head instead of a, you know, instead of a bow like she would normally have. Mickey's all dressed for golf. Goofy has on kind of like a Hawaiian shirt and the cutest high top Converses. So they are, that's, it's just the three of them. And it was great.
That's
so really it was neat. One of your favorites, like character and food wise, right? Because the characters came by so many times.
I think it's a lot easier for them to come around to multiple tables when it isn't a super big restaurant. Definitely. So that was nice.
It was a prefix menu. So it's, you know, one set price, no matter what you order.
Mm-hmm.
And our server was great, though. She did invite us to order more than one entree if we wanted, you know, to get a couple each or, you know, get one each and then get a couple of things for the table to share.
Okay, so that's neat. So you could just order multiple things because it was just a set price.
Yeah, so yeah, she did, you know, tell us that if we wanted to get a few things to go ahead and order. So we did. I got pancakes, and Skye, what, you got smoked salmon with a bagel. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then we got the acai bowl. I hope I said that right.
I think so, yes.
It was delicious. If that was probably my favorite thing of anything that we had. It was really, really good. And they do a fruit, a really nice fruit plate, and then a basket of pastries before they bring your entrees.
That's really cool. I'm just still so surprised. I had no idea they did a character breakfast here.
It was our first time, and definitely, you know, when we can work it into the schedule with it only happening once a week, we will definitely... we'll definitely do it again. To book that, you do have to call the Four Seasons directly, or if you are working with a travel agent, I'm sure that your agent will be happy to get it booked for you. It isn't one that can be booked through Disney.
Hopping over to Disney Springs, let's hear about how Shelley and Skye liked the Boathouse.
And then had dinner at the Boathouse.
So what'd y'all get for dinner?
I had the New York steak and fries, which was delicious. And then I had the cute little drink that you've probably seen on Instagram, the Duck Duck Raz, which is the blue drink with sort of the white foam on top. And then it has a little rubber ducky floating in it.
Yes, that's so cute.
So, and Skye, you had fish tacos, right?
Yes, and they were more So good.
It was our first trip to the Boathouse.
Uh-huh.
It was another like instant favorite. We got there, and you know, you usually are used to like you tell them you're there, and they're like, "Okay, give me your number, and we'll text you when your table is ready." They took us immediately to our table.
Oh, that's great.
So, and we actually ate out on. They asked if we were okay with outside, and we said yes. So we ate out on the back deck on the water. And so the amphicars, we were right on their little route. So we got to see all the amphicars going by, taking people for rides.
That's really neat.
It was a really, really great experience. The service was great, and the food was great. They have a cute gift shop when you leave with all kinds, especially if you know someone who is a boater. Mm-hmm. They have all kinds of cute, like, funny boat shirts.
Over at the Contemporary Resort, Shelley and Skye try out Chef Mickey's. Let's hear their thoughts.
Check in at Chef Mickey's probably within 10 minutes of walking out of Magic Kingdom.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, and then they actually were, sometimes Chef Mickey's tends to run a little, you know, a few minutes behind. There might be a few minute wait, but not that day. They immediately got us in and got us seated.
So how was y'all's brunch? How was the food?
The food was delicious. They're doing a really, really good job with doing it family style. And it was, so there's a Mickey smoothie that you super like. Is it strawberry and mango or something?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like strawberry and mango, and it has whipped cream on the top and like little Oreos for Mickey ears. It's super good. Super good.
So what do y'all think about the way they're doing the character meals now?
I think they're making the best out of a bad situation.
Yeah.
The characters are doing the absolute best that they possibly could without, you know, being allowed to come close and give hugs and you know, take really super good pictures. They are really good about knowing where to stand and, you know, doing super cute poses. We got some really cute videos of all of them dancing, like, I'll come and, you know, stand by the table and sort of dance with you from a distance.
That's cute.
I don't think there's anything else that they could do better with the guidelines right now.
Yeah, that's really good to know.
We had the cutest moment with Goofy. Skye had her hair in two braids. So Goofy got behind her and sort of motioned for me to get her to hold her her braids out, like he sometimes holds his ears out in pictures. So that was one of my favorite pictures.
That's fun that they're still, you know, interacting even though they can't be close. That's great.
Yeah, and I think be enthusiastic. Like, I know they're really super good at reading people, and you know, if you kind of just want to eat your breakfast and maybe snap a picture from afar, that's what they're going to do. But if they can tell that you are excited, they're definitely going to do the best they can to give you a really good experience.
Next is another character breakfast, but this one is at the Riviera Resort at Topolino's Terrace.
Actually, my favorite character meal, and I think Skye, Topolino's, it's also your favorite character meal right now.
Yes, I love
Topolino's. So we had breakfast at Topolino's at the Riviera Resort really early. I think our reservation was 7:45. We had the driver that we sometimes use. He picked us up and dropped us off at Riviera. I checked in as we were walking in the lobby, and our table was ready by the time we got in the elevator and went up to Topolino's.
I've heard the characters in their like artist costumes are so cute.
They are very, very cute. And it's sort of the perfect layout for the way the characters are having to interact right now. Yeah, it's great. It's definitely our favorite character meal now. I was going to say, Skye always super connects with Daisy since Daisy is a dancer.
Aww. Is Daisy wearing a dancer costume there?
She is. Yes. She's a ballerina.
Oh, that's so
and
cute.
The last couple times we've been there, I think we've Daisy's had the same friend because she's definitely a dancer. Like, she can do some definite actual little ballet moves, and it's so cute.
That's fun. I love Daisy, too. That's so cute.
Yeah, the food was delicious. It's always delicious. We've been several times, and I haven't ever had anything that wasn't perfect.
So do you order off a menu, like an individual item, or do they just bring different things for you to try?
So it's prefixed. So it's, you know, one price no matter what you order. And they are pretty good too. You know, if you aren't quite sure what you want, they'll bring, you know, a couple of smaller things for you to taste. I think that day I got the steak, which the steak is delicious. And then Skye always gets smoked salmon and bagel if it's available. And then he brought out a couple of waffles for us to try, just, you know, because we kind of went back and forth about what we were going to get. So he brought some waffles, and then they also do a really nice little pastry basket to start.
Oh, yum.
So yeah, it was really, really good. And then, you know, the characters were great. And then when you're done with your meal, you can go out on the terrace and take pictures, and it is the 10th floor of Riviera, and you can see pretty much all the parks except Magic Kingdom.
That's so cool. How much fun.
You can get. We got some pictures with Galaxy's Edge in the background. You can see Tower of Terror. You look the other direction, you can see Spaceship Earth.
Our last restaurant review is over at Coronado Springs at the Three Bridges Bar and Grill.
Deciding to just stay at the resort, and we had really wanted to eat at Three Bridges, which is sort of like the little, they have like small plates and drinks out sort of in the center of the lagoon there at Coronado Springs. Mm-hmm. So we actually had wanted to do that for a while. So we decided we were going to try to get, they don't take reservations. You just have to get on a walk-up list. So we decided to try for the walk-up list and try out Three Bridges.
How was that?
It was great. It was really, really great. Especially when we were kind of at a table with sun when we first were seated. But as soon as the sun moved a little, it was really nice. It's, you know, sort of open air, like, so we were right there on the water, and there was a nice breeze, and it was a really good experience. I liked it a lot.
Oh, that sounds so nice.
They had a really good, they do a sangria flight. So I had a sangria flight.
Ooh, yum.
And then, we had like a hummus platter to share. And then I had a burger and what did you have? Like a salmon poke bowl?
Oh yeah, and that was delicious. I would 1000% eat that every day of my life. It was so good.
And then we shared churros for dessert, and those churros, I love a park churro. But those churros were the best churros I've ever had anywhere. So I would recommend just stopping by there, even just for dessert.
Yeah.
To have churros.
Sounds like for dessert and drinks. Was all the sangrias good that you tried?
They were. They were all delicious. And there was a good bit of each of them, but like each of it was like, you know, full size wine glasses, and they were all about half full.
Mm-hmm.
So I think one of them was sparkling, and it, I think, was my favorite.
Oh, that sounds so good. Yes, that sounds like a must-try restaurant.
So, yeah, definitely. And it's just kind of, it is just all walk-up. So just get on the Disney app and grab a spot, and you can, explore around. If you're not staying there, you can kind of explore the lobby and the gift shop and all that while you're waiting to be called for your reservation.
I hope you enjoyed this show today. I had so much fun going back and listening to all these reviews of these restaurants. I'm currently planning a trip in January, and so it was nice to listen to maybe some must-do places that me and my daughter should eat at. Don't forget to check out our Instagram page at Disney Travel Tales. If you go to the highlight section, you can go back and look at all the different episodes and pictures from them. Some of these actually have pictures of the food and the restaurants that my guests have eaten at. We will be back next week with another episode. Until then, this is Jenny, and may all your Disney travel dreams become a reality.